Is a dog human or divine? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. Is a dog human or divine? That's a question that has a very simple answer. If you see a dog from your human consciousness, the dog is human. If you see a dog from your divine consciousness, it is divine. How do you see a dog? How do you see life? How do you see anything? That's a good question that we all must face at one point or another in our life. How do we see life? How do we see anything in the world? Now, is the dog human or divine? Am I human or divine? Do I look at life from my humanity, or do I look at life from my divinity? If I look at life from my humanity, then everything I see in life is human. A dog is human, a cat is human, every living creature is human, and every non-living creature is human. Oh yes, a non-living creature has a stone, for instance, it has nothing, you know, it's an emptiness. Whatever I think about it from a human point of view is just what it is. Now, is that its reality? Is that its foreverness? Is that what a stone really is? Is that what a dog really is? A human, my human, oh my goodness, I'm thinking of a dog as a human being and giving it all those wonderful attributes that I give to a human being. Is that what I'm doing? Yes, I am. Now, do I want a dog to be a human, to be like me? Do I want a dog to respond as I do, as a being that I think thoughts and my dog thinks my thoughts. I think my thought and I say, in my thought, come Rex, come by my side. And then an instant later, a moment later, or almost that same instant, Rex appears at my side. And then I think my thought, Rex, sit. And Rex sits. Or I think my thought, lay down, Rex, lay. And Rex lays down. Now, from my animal nature, non-human thought, you might say, a dog does as he pleases and he doesn't pay any attention to his master and he doesn't do what he's told to do. Now, that's from the animal nature, you say, of being independent and not paying attention to anybody else in his world. But I am the creator of that dog. I brought that dog into my life, into my world, and that dog is my dog, or any dog is my dog that I bring into my world. If I go into a field and there are a dozen dogs, every one of those dogs is my dog, is my creation. Every one of those dogs is a creation of my thought, of my mind, of my being, of what I expect of them. Now, I don't expect them to act from their animal nature. I expect them to act from their human nature of being a human being that I am. And I see the dog doing whatever I wish that dog to do from my human nature. And I teach the dog to jump through a hoop. I teach the dog to jump up. I teach the dog to go for a walk, not to pull, or to go by my side, or whatever I teach that dog, whatever I take the time to train that dog in doing, that dog will do. Well, ipso facto, that's the same thing that happens in me as a human being. Whatever I train myself to do, I can do. I can be an Einstein mathematician or thinker in the depths of physics. I can be a poet. I can be an artist. I can be anything at all. I can be the ideal father, the ideal mother, the ideal parent, the ideal child. I can be anything at all. Whatever I think I am, I am. Now, is a dog human or divine? Well, now I ask the question, am I human or divine? If I am divine, then I see the dog doing everything that I desire it to do. I see every human being in my life doing everything I choose to do. Whoever I am is how the rest of the world is. If I am a loving, unconditionally loving person, everybody on the face of the earth is an unconditionally loving person without any exception. Every person on the face of the earth is unconditionally loving. Now you say, well, that's really not true. Really? Are you unconditionally loving? And do you look at the rest of the world through the eyes of yourself as unconditionally loving? Then you will see them unconditionally loving. However, to the degree that we see the world less than unconditionally loving, to the degree that we judge the world around us rather than creating the world instant by instant by our thought, by our attitude, by our actions, by our habits, as we instantly create everything in our world, everything in our world is instantly what we are. Now, it tells us whether we've got a little homework to do. Now, is a dog human or divine? Well, depends on who's looking at the dog. If a human being is looking at the dog, then the dog will be an animal and be a human and be responsive to whatever a human thinks a dog is. Now, if the being is divine, listening from his divine center, listening from its divine awareness of who it is, knowing that all is divine, all is God, all is good, all is the ultimate, then, of course, the dog must be divine. And what a gift we give to ourselves and to our creation and to our world to create all as divine, to create all as what we see them as. Now, if anyone in your world sees anyone else unhappy, sad, forlorn, in any way unfulfilled, don't feel sorry for that person. Stop thinking of that person, seeing those people that way. Start seeing that person being the divine self that they are, that you are, and having them naturally then seeing everything in their world from that divine point of view. It's as simple as that, but definite, but very definite. Is a dog human or divine? It depends on who's doing the looking. Is the world good or bad? Depends on who's doing the looking. Good person look at the world, it's good. Bad person look at the world, it's bad. Bad by choice, not by our thinking about them and deciding a condition on which they must act, but just what we experience. Bad has no value to it. It has no ups, no downs. It's just a condition. Now, what do we see? Who do we see? The dog is divine. It always was divine. It always will be divine. It is absolutely fantastic. It is fulfilling its purpose. It's fulfilling its direction. It's fulfilling the reason for its being here. And the reason for its being here is to be unconditionally loving for me and for everybody else in the world. That's what a dog is here for, to be unconditionally loving for me and for everybody else. And now, just to take a little side journey here, digress for a moment, and yet it's not digressing. What is every person on the face of the earth? They are, for me, unconditionally loving. They love me unconditionally. They think happy thoughts about me. They think good thoughts. I think good thoughts about them first. And they are what I think. I see them beautiful, and they are beautiful. I see them fulfilled, and they're fulfilled. I see them happy with every aspect of their being, and they are happy with every aspect of the being. They are living in paradise now. They are living in heaven now. They are living now, whatever I see them being. So, whether a dog is human or divine depends totally on the observer. Whether you are human or divine depends totally on the observer. Now, we're not saying on your capacity to be divine or your capacity to be human, but how do you see yourself right now? Do you see yourself as an animal nature, as a human nature, as a divine nature? Whatever you see yourself, that's how you see all in your world. And I love to see everything from my divine nature. I love to live in my divine nature. I love to express in my divine nature. I love to radiate my divine nature. And my dog is divine because he is my divine nature. My dog is a pure delight. Why did I choose a golden retriever? Because the middle name of the golden retriever is unconditional love. Unconditional love, or is the middle name of the golden retriever divine? We have one of our students, he likes to call himself Johnny Divine. And what a lovely word to call himself, Johnny Divine. Now, we may not see him as divine because we are limited in our vision and we are seeing him as a human being or as an animal, but when we see ourselves as divine, then we will see what he sees of himself, a divine being. Now, a name isn't going to make us so, but a name points the direction that we like to go. Now, when you think of all as divine, when you live in your divine nature, then you will look at Johnny Divine and you'll see him divine. You will look at yourself and you'll see yourself divine. You look at everything in your world. You'll see your dogs, your cats, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your children, whomever are in your world, your friends. Every friend is divine. Every friend is fulfilled. Every friend is magnificent. Why did a dog choose to be in your world? Because they chose to be in a world of unconditional love, and you represent unconditional love to them. To the degree that you represent unconditional love to yourself, that's the degree you will find unconditional love in your dog. Sometimes dogs go beyond that. Sometimes dogs seem to have a heart of their own. And when you are troubled and when you are sad or when you are upset with anything, the dog overlooks that and comes up and is loving to you, wags his tail and touches you and says to you, there, there, all is in divine order. Come on now. Come on, Dad. Come on, Mom. Come on, sis. Come on, brother. Come on, friends. Come on. All is in divine order now. All, because I'm divine order, because I'm divine. All is in divine order because I'm divine. Now, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. And this is what my dogs say to me. They don't really say that because they don't have to. And my cats and my friends and my mother and father and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and friends, wherever they may be, all say to me, I'm divine of themselves. And they look at me and they say, you are a master. And I say, good for you. Because a master can only see another master, and you're doing great, you're doing great. And a dog who looks at you and says, you are my master. Wow, what a smart dog. What a fantastic dog. You are my master. Hence, the dog is its own master also. And for the dog to see me as its master, it sees me as that which is only doing good for thy dog, only being a blessing for my dog, only bringing into my dog's world every good and beautiful thing, every joyous and magnificent expression, only that which is its highest and best. That's what my dog brings forth in its world of me and of itself. but first of itself. Is a dog human or divine? The dog will always be divine. Now, if you are human and you look at your dog, then that dog will express what you see in him. Not because he's not divine or not because he is not expressing the divinity. It's because you do not see the divinity so long as you see its humanity. If you see a dog as an animal, then that dog will always be of its animal nature. If you see a dog as its humanity, then you'll see a dog in a human nature. You say, oh, that dog loves me just so. Well, when you see that dog in its divine nature, then, of course, you see yourself as divine, and you see everybody in your world as divine, and you see all in life as divine, and you'll see that that's all there is. That's all there ever will be. Is a dog human or divine? Choice is up to me. Choice is up to you. We can both be looking at the same dog, the same mutt. And I say, my son, because I see him beyond human, beyond animal, I see him only divine. And my son responds to me with unconditional love. His animal nature is forgotten, his human nature is forgotten, and he lives in his divine nature. And all the world about me lives in its divine nature when I live in my divine nature. And I choose to live in my divine nature every single moment of my life, because that's really all that matters. There's not one other thing on the face of this earth that makes any difference at all, except that I live in my divine nature, and all the world is in its divine nature. There is nothing to bless in the world. There's nothing to curse. There's nothing to raise. There's nothing to be concerned about in a negative way, because all is good. And since all is good in my world, all is beautiful. In my world, my dog is divine. Who thought of a dog as being human? Well, a human being. You get a dog to talk in the human language, you think, arf, 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 and you get a dog to be friendly and joyful. But take your dog to the next level that you enjoy being, the level of being divine, and you'll see that your dog, if you hadn't looked at him while you were in your divine status, which should be all the time, you'll see that your dog is divine and demonstrates it so fully, so completely, so magnificently, so delightfully, that nothing could be more exciting in this world than to live in that awareness. And that awareness is who you are right now. Accept that awareness for yourself, and let that awareness be your awareness. Is a dog human or divine? Well, what are you? Are you human or divine? Wow! The beautiful Bachian fugue is just fantastic. Saying, yes, a dog is divine. 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 As I'm divine, as I'm wonderful, as I'm fantastic, just as I am, so the dog is. Just as you are, so the dog is. And that's all that matters. Only who you are, who your world is. Join me in this recognition that it is done now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.